disciples, he appeared unto the 11, his apostles, and as they sat dinner, and he took bread and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in my name among all nations, and ye are a witness of these things. And he blessed them and said, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And while they looked steadfastly to him as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And now it came to pass that there were a great multitude gathered together of the people of Nephi round about the temple, which is in the land Bountiful, conversing about this Jesus Christ, of whom the sign had been given concerning his death. And it came to pass that they heard a voice, as if it came out of heaven. And it was not a harsh voice, neither was it a loud voice. Nevertheless, and notwithstanding it being a small voice, it did pierce them that they did hear it to the center, insomuch that there was no part of their frame that it did not cause to quake. Yea, it did pierce them to the very soul, and it caused their hearts to burn. And it said unto them, Behold, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, in whom I have glorified my name, hear ye him.